When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Rashawn McDonald. I host this show, Money Making Conversation Masterclass. That's me. The interviews and information on this show. It's your information. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My guest today, longtime friend, Thomas Miles. He is the host of OWN's Ready for Love, executive dude by Ball Will Packer. OWN's popular love and relationship dating show, Ready to Love. Come on now.
Yeah.
Return to 18 hopeful singles looking for love in Big D, Dallas, Texas. Now, on the show today, I also go interview Nephew Tommy from the popular Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's also Thomas Miles. My guest today, boy, he covers the gamut. Celebrity, TV host, radio host, stand-up comedian, philanthropist, entrepreneur, and family man. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, OWN's host for love. That's my boy, Thomas Miles. How you doing, Thomas?
I'm good. Thank you, Rashawn, man. Good to see you, man.
I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show, man, and you know, I like I said, in 92, I met you, aspiring comedian, yep. Thomas Miles. Then you blew up on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Nephew Tom. Now today, yep. I get to introduce you as Thomas Miles. That's full circle, brother. How does that feel?
Full circle. It feels good, man. Been around the block with it. You know, you start out as Thomas Miles, and you jumped into Nephew Tommy, which is actually what got me to this plateau. And then, you know, now I'm able to actually go back to my name, Thomas Miles, so it makes a full circle. But I think Nephew Tommy, I don't slight him at all. He's got us to the point of we are able to get back to the name Thomas Miles and get more established. But you know, it took that going around the block, going around the world to get back to it.
Well, you know, going around the world, touring with Luther Vandross, Thomas Miles.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, when you were doing Sister with me back in the day, Thomas Miles.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So Thomas
the Parkers
was building
the Parkers.
Don't act like you know Nephew Tommy just did everything. Thomas Miles was building something. Nephew Tommy was just that hook that allowed you to, as they say, create longevity in this business. That's really key, man, to enable you to host a show that Will Packer, that's our friend, both our friends, man, out of BAMU, spotted you, your brand on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. How did that happen, and why did you feel you could actually host a show like this?
You know what, man? Will gave me a call, Rashawn, and you know, people in Hollywood always say, you know what, we're going to work together. We're going to do something sooner or later. We're going to do something. People in Hollywood always say that. So, you know, when you hear it, you're like, yeah. I've been hearing this ever since I got to Hollywood. But Will Packer called me and said, he sent me a text first and showed me that he had a couple shows that was getting ready to blow up out of OWN Network. And I was texting him back saying, hey, man, congratulations to you, brother. And he was like, no. This Ready to Love show. I want you to host this show.
Wow.
And Rashawn, immediately I'm thinking, hey man, I ain't got no time for your prank phone calls. Okay, I'm the one do the pranks. You don't do the pranks. I do the pranks. So man, he like, no time. This is perfect for you, man. You and your wife been together forever. You're the great person that can get in here and give people your great advice on being married. I was like, okay, okay. And Rushan, man, we look up later. Here we are. I'm 100 plus episodes in, brother. Wow. That's the blessing.
Okay. Now, you know, we grew up on Love Connection, you know.
Right, right.
The dating game, you know what I'm saying? Newlywed game and all that.
Yeah,
they got all these other shows out there. I ain't gonna mention the other shows out there. Everybody got they half naked. They look like they don't have a job, Thomas. they got time to just take off because they ain't got nothing to take off from. Now, ready to love. These some grown people, brother.
Yep.
30s and 40s now.
Yep.
As they were saying, my lane tread on the tie, but good tread though. Good tread though. Talk about the difference and the people in this show. Let's start breaking it down because I got the list of all the names on the show. So we're going to talk about them a little bit.
Okay. So you know what? The difference is, man, let me clarify the difference between these other shows and this one, John.
Mm-hmm.
Is because, you know, you got, when you hear something, and this is not knocking them, these are great shows. When you hear Bachelor, and you hear Bachelorette, when you hear all of that,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about people that are in their 20s, life is just now getting started, they have not been through any ups and downs yet. Ready to Love is different. This is the real deal. These people are 30s, 40s, some people are in their 50s, some people are divorced, some people got kids, some people career-driven, never took time for love. You know, you got some boss ladies, you got some men that are entrepreneurs that are doing their thing, but the one thing they missing is love.
Well, it's really important that you say that because, like I said, I'm looking at Aries, you know, software sales manager, okay? Lee, health and wellness coach. You know, you got a TV and film producer. You got a comedian on there, James Redd now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw that. A comedian coming on Ready to Love, huh?
Boy, that's funny by itself, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know, the thing about it, I know it's popular because they said in 2022, Ready to Love has been Friday night's number one original cable series among African-American women. What has that done to your brand? And why are women attracted to the show?
Man, let me tell you something, Rashawn. This thing has now turned into men and their spouses. The couples are sitting down watching Ready to Love Friday nights. I'm getting texts. I'm getting people hitting me in my on social media. How this is their big night. This is their big date night. This has blown up to be that. There's a lot of ladies who get together saying, you know, this is our TV night on Friday nights. We get together. And the big thing is, Rashawn, is they're trying to pick out who they think are going to be, who they're going to think are connect together. I want them to get together.
Right.
I want them to get together. And the list goes on and on, man. So it's become this great date night for a lot of people. And, you know, it's become number one on the own network.
Okay, now let's talk about the show here because a lot of people, I want people to get engaged with the show. I know I watch a show in the beginning and they kick off one girl in the beginning, kick off one guy in the beginning. Break down everybody how this show actually works. And because we don't, because you know, some of these shows are insensitive, and I don't think this is definitely not one of those shows because it's about really hoping that the people come on the show really become a couple, really find love. That's really the number one goal. And we know as African Americans, anybody as you get older, the options to find that mate is lesser and less. Okay.
Yes.
How does Ready to Love work? What is the format and how do you
let me show you
take your time.
Here's how Ready to Love works. When you started off, you said 18 singles. So let's go back a little bit. When we first started this, we started out with 20 singles, 10 men, 10 women. All right. And this is it's a process of elimination. One week the women eliminate the men. The next week, men eliminating women. And it dwindles down till by the end of 10, 11 weeks, we are now down to six people, three couples who have hopefully found love. That's it. So there is no, that's the prize. The prize is love. There's no $1 million, no trip around the world. The prize is love that you found it for three couples. Now, you read just a second ago, you said 18 singles.
Right.
So what we're doing, Rushan, is we're throwing curveballs now. We started with nine men, nine women, 18 people. So 2 weeks later, I throw a curveball in and bring in a lady and bring in a guy. So now we really are at the 20. I'm just not giving it to you all at one time.
Oh, okay. Got
so you got to switch it up a little bit. So because people have been watching the show, you know, so when you get new cast members, they like, oh, I know what's going to happen here. I know what's going to happen here. Oh, no, you don't. We finna change all this thing up. We're going to give it to you little by little.
Now, I'm not trying to give away the show, but there are always people who become your favorites or,
you know,
people who either a nut or got personality or you really rooting for them. You know, because you're certain people, you know, you go, that person ain't ever going to find love, but they're on the show, yeah. We're going to ride with it. Any favorites on the show that we can kind of follow? Not saying that you point to who's going to actually make love or get to the love portion, but talk about the guest on the individual talent that's on the show.
Man, you got so many. Now, Rashawn, do you see the one on there that is the she's a stylist.
Yes, that's Sierra. She's 33.
Sierra. Now, Sierra is a favorite of mine, Rashawn, because she funny as all get. Rashawn, if we wanted her to open up and do 15 minutes, she'll go out there and kill it. I promise you. So she's a favorite. She's the one that you really want. You want to see her find love, but she's so real. She's so natural. And she's not playing with what's going on. She really wants to find love, but she refuses to fake it. She wants you to know exactly who she is. So she's my favorite on this season for Dallas, man.
Right. Now, what on the guy side? We got Brandon.
Okay,
got
on the Coach, guy
you
side.
You got Herbert. You got Jack and James and Marvin and Phil and Travis and Is it Maurier?
Maurier. Mm-hmm. Now, I like Maurier. Now, listen. Now, Marvin scares me, Rushan, okay? The one named Marvin. Because Marvin, he writes these erotic books, and he's into whips and chains.
Oh, that's the one in the promo talking about dominating.
Yes.
And the girl looks at him like, huh?
Rashawn, he got a whole dungeon at his house. I don't even want to go over there.
This is real now. This is real.
This is real. You can't write this. And he writes. He also writes erotic books. He's a novelist. He's an author. But Maurier is the guy that's a man's man. He does a lot in the community. You know, very philanthropic. So, you know, those are my favorites if it comes to Guy, Maurier. For the female, it would be Sierra.
Right. So as you go through this show, what has the show done for you? You know, because I know, you know, you launched your career as a comedian, okay?
Right.
And then you start,
right.
You know, we're trying to get these little nuggets and acting and all these things. And
right.
Steve Harvey Morning Show made you a personality, especially with the pranks, Nephew Tommy Pranks.
Right.
Now,
right.
I see a different style of you, and how are you? How is that with your social media? How are people reacting, dude? Are they looking for love advice from you now, or are you a love counselor?
Rashawn, I have become the love doctor. people are calling, wanting information.
Right.
Even here in you know, I'm still in. You know, home is always Houston, Texas, for me and you both.
Right.
So, Rashawn, I've had couples in my neighborhood, Rashawn.
Wow.
Calling, saying, hey, can you come sit down and talk to me and my husband? What? And I was like, wow, it's gotten to this, and people have now given me this new hat to wear, that I'm this guy that can actually just come in and sit down and have a conversation with you and maybe get you and your relationship back on track. Had no earthly idea that my life would evolve to this. No earthly idea. But it's there. You know, there's people from all over that are saying, hey, we ought to sit down and talk to Tommy. I want to talk to Tommy. I want to get some advice from Tommy. So it's changed, Rashawn. It really has, man.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
Okay, now Tom, you know me. Why y'all are okay? Ready to the festival? Where is it at, bro? Where is it at, man?
Okay. Russo, we gotta talk off the air on this one. I got it. Trust me, I'm ahead of you.
Dude, all these grown folks ain't got no place to go. Come on now.
Okay.
I think we can put them someplace for 3 days. I think you and I, and Will Packer now, we can't leave our boy Will Packer. Made over $1 billion in the box office.
So, Rashawn, I came up with Love Fest 2024. And it's just that Love Fest. Whether you couples or whether you singles, We got that getaway island for you to go to. We're going to have concerts every night. We're going to have this, and that. But you're going to have a good time. But it's Love Fest. Love Fest 2024. And it just goes on and on. 2025, 26, 27.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
These black people ain't going nowhere. You got the number one. This is Ready to Love now. Friday night.
Yep.
Number one original single series. Cable series. African-American women. And we all know, once you get the women, you win it. 18 plus.
Yep.
2022. Only reason we say 2022 because the show just came on. It's gonna be 2023 too. I'm predicting it's gonna be 2023 too. Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's shift gears here, Thomas Miles. I'm tired of talking to you. I'm supposed to talk to nephew Tommy.
And that's a different guy.
Hey, Thomas, give everybody the backstory of how that character was created, man, and how it got started, man, and evolved to this. Just let everybody know, man.
Okay, so what you guys don't know, let me break it off for you, I would always come to Hollywood. Every time I come to Hollywood, I'm calling Rashawn McDonald, okay? So, man, I'm in town. How long you here, Tom? About a week. Boy, I can't get you nothing in a week. So, but Rashawn would do the best he could. He would give me, he got me on the Parkers, got me on Sister. Every time I come in, guest star and role on these sitcoms, I would come in there and get it. And then on one particular time, I come in town, and I just got on hiatus. We're on hiatus with me opening for Luther Vandross. And Luther says, hey, we're going to be off about 6 months, and then we're going to be back out on the road. I'm going to go write a new album, and then we'll be right back out. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to go to Hollywood and hang out with my acting buddies. And, you know, that's when you're sleeping in one apartment, 6 people. You know, everything in the refrigerator got a sticky on it. Don't touch my stuff. So I call Rashawn again. Hey, I'm in town. How long you here? I'm here about 6 months. And we said, okay, we can work with 6 months. Now you got 6 months. We might be able to, you come in here for 4 days. I can't get you nothing for 4 days. And he says, why don't you come up here and hang out with Steve on the radio and talk smack like y'all do? And I'm like, okay. What time? He say five, get here by 5:30. I was like, I'll eat dinner early. Oh, no, I ain't talking about in the evening. I'm talking about in the morning. I'm like, in the morning? What? So I get up, go to the radio station and jump on there with Steve. And I think we do it, Rushan. I think we do it about 2-3 weeks and it is a hit.
Yes, it is.
Los Angeles loves it. And it's the birth of Unc and Neff, and it just goes completely crazy. And man, let me tell you something. What's the blessing of this, Rushan, is I told you, hey, man, I can do this. I can play with y'all on this radio, but I can't be playing with y'all when Luther called me. When Luther called me, I got to go. I can't be fooling with y'all. And the blessing of it all, man, is that, you know, unfortunately, we never went back out. Luther passed away.
Yes,
so it's like, man, God gave me a job before I even knew I needed one.
Right.
And here I am 20 plus years later, still on the radio.
You know, that's an amazing, I'll tell you something, man. Two things have to happen. You got to have talent. You got to have, accept the blessing when God is pointing you in that direction. A lot of people don't see that because they just see work. Because he's telling the truth. When I said 5:30, he really thought it was afternoon. You know, and a lot of people go, man, it's too early. I'm not a morning person, you know, but he just went, man, let's do this. And we used to have Thomas go to, he wouldn't always come in the studio. We tell him, hey, man, go over to the LA.
Out on the street.
The show was in Los Angeles. Go over to Krispy Kreme on Crenshaw. Remember?
Yeah.
Go to Crenshaw. Because he had to always act like he did. He forgot to come to work. That was his character.
Yeah.
He forgot to come to work. Oh, I'm sick. He was always, and then the time for New Year's Eve, when you took over his house, the city went crazy, brother. City went crazy.
I don't think people realize, Rashawn, I was in the street before you brought me into the studio.
Yes, and that's what I'm talking about. In the winter, it was some cold times. Now, and
yes.
We wasn't kicking out no real money, but he saw, you know something, man? I believe in this, and the reason I bring up that story because everybody wants a check nowadays. Everybody wants what I'm gonna get paid. They don't see the opportunity.
Go put the work in. Go put the work in.
If you looked the other way, say, "Hey man, anybody paying me? No, they ain't gonna do all that craziness." We wouldn't be talking today. We wouldn't be talking to Thomas Miles.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And let me
say this to your audience, man. Mm-hmm. Is when we first started doing these prank calls.
Right.
And you know, I did a couple of them and they went well. Mr. Rushan McDonald comes in and say, "I'm gonna need 5 every week. I need 5. I was like, man, you're not many people hanging up on me. I don't care. I need 5. So every week I was like, oh my God, he wants this 5. I was so mad about that. I was like, why does he want, I want 5 every week. Right. I need 1 for every day of the week, from Monday through Friday. I need 5.
Right.
Man, I look back now, I got over 300 plus prank calls. It is a library that is just amazing. Because now, you know, everyone knows my voice, but the time that you was making me grind and do it is the time that I was accumulating all of that library
that you
had. And had no earthly idea that I'll be able to look back and say, oh, my God, I got a gold mine.
Yes.
I got a gold mine.
Yeah. You know, but then as we drift through this conversation, I got to go back to the philanthropy side of you. I remember early on when you was going over doing the comedy shows. Remember, I think you was on Air Force Two, not Air Force One, Air Force Two, you know, flying over there with the generals. And, man, we didn't see that, Tommy, you know, but now – That's part of your brand. Talk about that.
Mm-hmm. So you know, you guys allowed me to go over and perform for the troops, man. USO tour. I think the first one I was with Robert Ory, Minka Kelly, Jordan Sparks, who won American Idol, and we go over and we go over there and perform for the troops. And you know, Rashawn, we would go to hospitals and different places and visit all these guys in the military. But one guy had just had surgery, had his legs blown off, and he was just waking up while we were in the room. And man, we're standing around him while he's coming to, and we start taking pictures with him, man. And he says, hey, I'd like to keep taking pictures with y'all, but I got to get back to my men. He hasn't realized what's happened. And man, we sitting there, me, Robert Ory, Jordan Spark, we're in tears, we're crying. And when we came out of that room, I asked one of the soldiers, I said, hey man, what happens to these soldiers when they get back home? I said, what, do we take care of these guys? They said, yeah, it's a system you got to go through, you know. But I say, but what about the right now?
Right.
And he said, well, you know, that's always the struggle. So man, when I came back home, I said, now I've found something that I'm passionate about. Mm. And that's where I came up with Miles of Giving. And my thing was, I want to be able to give back to people right now. So whether it's $1,000 or $1,500, you'll be surprised what that does to a soldier immediately or what they're going through. And that's what Miles of Giving stands on, man. We are about right now. We don't have to send our money. It ain't got to get approved by nobody.
Right.
I'm going to send this man $2,000. I'm going to send this lady $3,000. We are the Right Now Foundation. That's who we are.
I love Miles of Giving. I love that. The Right Now. Right Now.
Right Now.
Because, man, you know, we say thank you for your service.
But yep.
Sometimes but service needs to be more than a thank you. You know,
exactly.
Contribution. And that's important. And I just love the way, and that's, see, the beauty of that, that's Thomas Miles and Nephew Tommy right there.
See, yes, sir.
See, that's a combined blessing of this boy's talent. I say boy in a very affectionate way because I've known him so long. And in the neighborhood, you can call him, there's my boy. And everybody say, oh, that's cool. It's good, you know. But I know that when I'm talking to you, Thomas, you know, the Ready to Love, you know, this is a show. This is a show that's changing your life. But another show that you did, I don't know if you're still doing. You're still doing the Black... Black College Quiz. Yes.
Black College Quiz.
You still doing that?
We're coming up this fall. We're shooting a new season. Yes, sir.
Okay. You're getting worse than Steve. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let me start counting this out. Ready to Love, number one.
Yeah.
18 women, 18 plus. Black women. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Tell me when I stop when I run out of fingers, okay? Black College Quiz. Okay. Like, stand up comedian. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, actor. I'm fine, man. My one hand is filled right now, Tom. Filled. And then he got the library over there. A prank phone call. That's a sixth job. It's just that's mailbox money. That's mailbox money. That's mailbox money. Then he a philanthropist. Then he a family man. All that stuff.
And a family man at the same time.
How is all this happening now, brother? Where are you at now? And where's the future for Thomas Miles?
I think I'm in a better place now, Rashawn. A good place where it's now. It's about what I want to do, What do I want to show people that they haven't seen about me yet? What talent do I want to pull out and show you? So, you know, just recently I shot a movie on Lifetime with Stephanie Mills called Pride, which is under the umbrella of Bishop T.D. Jakes and Derek Williams. So now people are starting to see that other side of Thomas Miles that, oh my God, the boy can act, can go.
Right,
and
right.
So now you're getting those phone calls. We would love you to come do this role or do that role. So I think that's the next platform, is trying to do that more on a consistent basis.
Well, next platform is to star in your own sitcom or lead your own drama, because you got the talent.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you went to Texas A&M for, okay?
Exactly. Exactly.
First one graduated right under that degree at Texas A&M.
That's it, bro.
Nope. Let's go and put out that noop. I'm going to make a man sharing love with the noop. Hey, man, thank you for taking the time to come on the show. Not only talk about the number one show on every Friday, African American Women 18 to Plus in 2022 is back on now. You can hear him every 5 days a week on the Steve Harvey Morning Show as Nephew Tommy. We all know him back from Houston, Texas, as Thomas Miles. Thank you, brother, for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me, man. Five. I need five every week. Five.
Five jobs. That's what you're talking about. Five jobs. Five jobs. Five jobs.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc.
More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.